Well, you probably saw the report that tens of thousands of National Guard troops across America are being denied pay because they refuse to take the experimental clot shot. That's right. No vaccine. Well, it's not even really a vaccine, but no vaccine, no pay. And ultimately, they're just going to get kicked out of the Guard. And now, another analysis shows that there may be 260,000 U.S. military personnel who are fired, essentially, and let go, expelled from the military because they are not compliant with the full vaccination schedule, which keeps expanding. So if you're not willing to keep getting more shots and more boosters, booster 4, booster 5, booster 6, and so on, then you're going to get kicked out. And remember, folks, this is Operation Warp Speed. And this was set up by Donald J. Trump. And this is gutting our military. Because it's a catch-22. If you agree to take the shot, you will die in the next 10 years from clots and heart attacks and myocarditis and whatever else, but you'll get to stay in the military. If you don't agree to take the shot, you'll be kicked out of the military. Both options lead to a collapse of the military. The same military that's supposed to be able to defend America against an invasion from China. Or a war with Russia, or whatever is going on. And you know Biden's trying to push us into a war with Russia, into World War III. So you understand, to stay in the military, you have to take the shot. And if you take the shot, you're going to die. I mean, not 100%, but over time, you're going to have increased rates of cancer, blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, the whole deal. Autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders, you name it. So don't talk to me about Trump being president again, elected in 2024. When Donald J. Trump set up Operation Warp Speed, that is meticulously exterminating America's military personnel, okay? So I don't want to hear anything about Trump until he wakes up and accepts responsibility for Operation Warp Speed and admits that he was lied to and that he made a mistake and that the vaccines are destroying America's military readiness. I will not support Trump if he keeps pushing vaccines and Operation Warp Speed. I don't care where he stands on all the other policies. If he's still pushing Pfizer medical experiments on our soldiers, which is a war crime all by itself, I'm sorry, that is not only not acceptable, that is criminal. That is criminal. That's a crime against America. So anybody who's going to be running for office in 2024, let's say Ron DeSantis or others, to get support from the conservative base, they need to be opposed to these vaccine mandates and the whole Pfizer medical experimentation scheme that has been thrust upon us by people like Fauci, who was kept in power by Trump. Now, yes, Trump was great on domestic energy policy. Trump was great on dealing with China and dealing with Russia, you know, foreign policy, diplomacy. He was very effective at that because, you know, he carries a big stick. You know, he can walk around and threaten to swing a stick at you, and it's credible when he does it because he can be an aggressive guy. So he's the right president when it comes to, you know, geopolitical diplomacy and even domestic energy policies and so on, but he's the wrong president when it comes to health and medicine and science and vaccines because he doesn't understand any of that stuff. He's not a healthy eater himself. He's not into nutrition. He doesn't understand that vaccines, these so-called vaccines, are, you know, deadly depopulation experiments. And, you know, I'm sorry, folks. I don't give a pass to anyone, not even myself. If I make a mistake on something, I admit it, and I've corrected myself on many of these issues over the last 2.5 years or so, where I was wrong at first about a lot of elements of this COVID situation, and I corrected it, and I apologized, and I said, I was deceived by so-and-so or, you know, whatever system or whatever message, or didn't analyze it correctly, but now it's become clear, and now I see where it is. I see what this is. This is a depopulation agenda. It's okay to be wrong about something if you're willing to correct it. But I don't give anybody a pass if their ego is so big that they can never say they're wrong. You got to be willing to admit that you're wrong from time to time. You got to be willing to make a correction and to take into account new information. And I don't see Trump doing that on the vaccine issue, not at all. All he's done is he's stopped talking about it just, you know, because he was getting booed. He was getting so much flack when he was promoting the vaccines. So he just stopped talking about it. I'm sorry, that's not enough. You can't just stop talking about it. You need to come out and tell the truth about these vaccines, Mr. Trump, or you're not going to win the nomination even. I mean, if that's his goal. Conservatives will not support someone who is in the pocket of Big Pharma. And that's what it looks like Trump is. It looks like he's in Pfizer's pocket. And by the way, even on economic issues, remember Trump just wanted to keep interest rates artificially low forever. In fact, Trump argued for negative interest rates, which would have only made the bubble even bigger. By the way, this bubble that is going to burst, and in some ways it's already bursting, like housing, Trump wanted negative interest rates. You know, Trump wanted to just pump up more money supply, more stock market bubbles and so on, because, you know, it makes the current president look good when the market keeps going up, even if it's a bubble. And that's not wise. That's got a long-term cost to the American people. It will destroy a lot of people when this bubble pops and the markets collapse. People are going to get wiped out. So, you know, that was a bad policy as well. Just, oh, keep interest rates artificially low. To pump more money into the system, make the market look good. And I also don't buy the people making excuses for Trump and Trump pushing Operation Warp Speed. You know, I've heard people say, even Trump supporters say, well, Trump had to give people the option to have vaccines so that the economy could get moving again. I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. It's not a vaccine. It's an experimental depopulation shot. Are you saying that Trump had to give people belief in a depopulation clot shot that would kill millions of people? That was the way that Trump had to restart the economy? You know, I don't buy that either. What Trump should have done is come out and said, no, this clot shot is toxic. It's killing people. Don't take the shot. Don't wear the mask. Get back to work. Open your businesses. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to lock yourself at home. Take vitamin D and zinc and quercetin, and you're going to be fine. You know, use the Zelenko protocol or follow the advice of Dr. Peter McCullough or the frontline doctors. But did Trump ever tell people to take vitamin D? No, not once. Not once. Would not talk about nutrition, would not talk about prevention. It was nothing but vaccines. And I'm sorry, that's not acceptable. When you're the president, you need to have basic knowledge of health and nutrition, because that's affecting the entire country and that's affecting the economy as well. So Trump let us down in so many ways. And there's no simple way to explain all of that away. He missed a bunch of opportunities and made a bunch of wrong calls. So unless he fixes that, I'm not going to support him for president. And I won't support anybody that is pushing these death shots, these depopulation injections on the American people. That's my take on it. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.